Welcome to episode number 41, Sibling Rivalry.
This is the Rotated Views Podcast with Jimmy Lee and the crew, giving you life from various perspectives. Welcome to our level. We hope you enjoy the views.
All right, you are now tuned in to the Rotated Views Podcast, episode number 41. I am your host, Jimmy Lee Velez. I'm here with Goose,
yep.
Heck,
yep.
Gabe, and we have special guests, Gilbert and Will.
Wow.
What up, what up?
That's right, we have brothers, and appropriately so, because this episode is titled Sibling Rivalry. In this episode, we have guests and brothers, Will and Gil Rodriguez, perfect guest for our topic as we discuss sibling rivalries, why there is even a rivalry, our biggest fights, lessons learned from our rivalries. You guys are also going to learn that I can barely say the word rivalry. Sibling rivalries among our children and advice for siblings currently going through a rivalry. We wrap the episode up with quotes from Janine Di Giovanni and Luciano Pavarotti. So, how I like to kick things off is a definition from dictionary.com, and we pick the word rival, which is defined as a person who is competing for the same object or goal as another, or who tries to equal or outdo another competitor. All right, so let's just jump right in. All right, so for segment number one, we normally do a story, and I got this one from yahoo.com, and it was titled Sibling Rivalry Story. So it was like this various like stories that people posted. You know how Yahoo works. It's like Yahoo questions. You ask them a question, a bunch of people. It's kind of like a forum format, I guess. So people were putting up their sibling rivalry stories. So I had a good old time reading them, and I picked up one of them. So one of them goes like this. My brothers were 2 years old, 2 years apart, and apparently did a lot of stuff together. Once, when the older one wasn't being particularly watched, he started writing on the walls. He was way old enough to know better because he wrote his name and all kinds of things, but at the end, he wrote, David did this, which was my other brother's name, who could not write at the time.
Wow.
So there you go. That is our first sibling rivalry story, which is actually kind of funny, right? Kids think they're, you know, they're thinking so is so like beyond what the parents
side of the box.
Yeah. So they're it's kind of funny thinking like David did this.
Like they're getting ahead.
Yeah. It was like, oh, I know how I'm gonna complete
they're
this.
Gonna be pissed off, and then they're gonna see, oh, I know who did it.
Exactly. So all right. So since we have our guest here, Will and Gil, they are brothers. They're not twins.
They look it,
but
look
they
at
look
them.
Like.
Everyone
the
look
only
at them.
Thing that's different between Wilbur and Gilbert is that Gilbert doesn't have a headset. I wish you guys can see this, podcast listeners. Actually, that's one of our goals this year is to get the video streaming going, so you can actually see how professional Wilbert looks here.
I try.
Yeah,
he has. He calls it his USB headset.
Yes. It's not 3.0.
Is it 3.0?
It's
2.0.
It's 2.0. I haven't got the 3.0.
You should upscale it.
I don't know if
I have a converter.
The 3.0 won't work with that mustache.
So if you guys can picture like earmuffs with like a spatula coming out of them, that's what Will has on right now.
I love it.
And the microphone's a fork.
All right, let's start. Since we're all brothers, aside from Gabe, I have Heck and Goose are my brothers, and Wilbur and Gilbert are brothers. So Wilbur and Gilbert, how many years or year apart are you guys?
I think almost 2 years. Not even 2 years. Like a year and 11 months, I think.
Oh, just short of 2 years. Okay, cool.
Yeah, because Wilbur was born in 80 and Gilbert was born in 82. How do I know that? I don't know.
Wow, that's pretty good math, Hector.
Exactly. You know that too is, much. Man.
He's a math doctor.
Yeah.
Wow.
January Gilbert, February Wilbur.
He minored in math at Bristol.
Oh yeah, he really minored.
I minored.
So for a frame of reference, I wanted to give the ages, or not the ages, at least the separation in age. And then Goose and Heck, what are you guys?
18 months.
18 months apart.
18 months. 18.
See, yo, he said it faster than me because he always
wanted
he
to be faster than Mikey, but Mikey was faster than me. Always.
So that's
he always wanted to be before me.
Yeah.
Well, so that's when it began. So now going back, now I'm thinking about it. Do you remember being mad when he came along? Because that's 18 months.
I don't remember. I just remember being like probably like 3 years old, and mommy always dressed us the same. At one point, I thought we were twins because everyone came up to us and asked, "Are you guys twins?"
Story has it that he was he was jelly of me because he used to rip my diapers off me to play with the diaper. I don't know.
What?
Oh, yeah. I do remember that
story. Story has it. So he didn't like me so much. He had to rip my diapers off.
So Wilbert and Gilbert, did you guys dress the same? Did your parents dress you the same?
Yes.
All right. So Will, you're the older one. And
yes.
Do you remember that when Gilbert coming along, or you don't?
Absolutely. I think I was almost 2 years old. Me and my parents, we were just one happy family. my parents were financially stable. We had a lot going for us, and they told me, son, I mean, you couldn't be any better. And then my brother came along, and it just really changed my life upside down.
He threw a curveball to the family.
It took a toll to the family.
It took a toll. I mean, we had to eat like name brand cereals when Gilbert came around. So I mean, I was eating like Honey Nut Cheerios, and then I went to like Pathmark brand Cheerios.
And then he ate Cheerio Nuts.
I do remember.
So it was devastating to you.
It was. I think so. Until this day, I think I remind him.
Every time we have family functions, he says that story. Like every time, he'll look at me and go, "You know, we were a lot better off before you were born."
For that whole two years. Do you actually remember that, or you don't?
No, not at all. I'm just totally making that up.
So, do you remember? Because Mikey remembers three. Do you remember that?
Do I remember? Do what?
Mikey remembers at the age of three.
Like 3, 4 years old.
No, I honestly, if it wasn't for the pictures, I wouldn't really remember. I mean, but it's funny how Miguel mentioned that people thought that you, Miguel, and Hector were twins. Same thing. My brother and I actually look alike, and everyone thought we were twins. And not only they thought we were twins because we dressed alike, but we were pretty much named alike.
Yeah.
And what are your names?
So, Wilbur and then Gilbert. Only his is spelled with a T. I spelled mine with a T up until almost I graduated high school. And then they said, "Hey, can we verify on your birth certificate, you know, just to make sure your name is correct?" I'm like, "Well, I know my name's correct." So, I went in and I asked my parents for my birth certificate only to find out that I had no T in my name.
Wow. He made his own thing up. All these years, he made his own name up.
All my book reports, all my homework, everything was
the wrong kid.
It was just the weirdest thing until, you know, till graduation. I had to make sure that they didn't have a T in my name. So,
wow.
I never understood why we were named alike, and we're not even twins. So.
That's well, awesome. My cousin Manny and his brother are 4 years apart, and it's Manny and Danny, and that's you could tell they're brothers. I don't think they look quite identical or anything, but that is. And I'm 4 years from Heck and 5 years from Goose, and I'm gonna tell you guys right now, I don't know if I even actually have an actual sibling rivalry. I think I came a little too late in the game, but I actually do have a couple things with Heck. But
yeah, shut because up. They, no, you don't. They we'll shared a room. They share rooms. They
no, have, we shared a twin.
They
bed.
Probably have more than what they know. They probably no, did have more. Yeah, I think you guys did.
Or recall, you mean?
Yeah.
Recalls. Yeah.
All right. So, what do you guys think of when you hear sibling rivalry? Anybody?
I'm better than you.
That's what you think.
Yeah. For me, it just growing up, it meant to be better than your sibling, and somehow convince your parents that you're the better child. That's pretty much what.
I can see you doing that too, Will.
Will is definitely the talker. He probably talked for his brother and everything. He ordered his brother's food for him when he was a kid.
Go ahead. Explain.
I think that's really accurate. The only problem is that, you know, Will used to always try to talk me into doing things because he wouldn't do it. He wanted me to do it. And when we were younger, I was, you know, more of the aggressive type to try something. So we would always we'd always do stuff like that. But yeah, sibling rivalry is always you know, anything that I could have done better than him, then it would have been a success. So anything, I mean, from skipping rocks on a creek to, yeah, you know, diving into a pool of water, it don't matter what it was.
Yeah,
you had to be better.
Yep.
Yeah. So. Great examples. So
we were so all honestly, they actually are though
very competitive in nature. Yeah. And no pun intended. So all right. So you guys think it's? Do you think it's for attention, spite, or jealousy, or is it just a competitive nature?
I think it's all of it. A combination of everything. Obviously, when we're younger, we don't know what those emotions mean. We're just it just happens. You know, yeah. I didn't understand the meaning of spite, jealousy, attention. But looking at it now, Gilbert was more the attention kind of guy. You know, he's not going to admit this now. And I know he'll probably tell me offline, but he loved attention. I mean, he always dressed nice. Gilbert, you know, it's true. Did you dress nice? Always dressed nice. He had always
better
had
than you, yes.
Yes, absolutely. He always had his favorite cologne on. Was Dracar? I think it was a little black bottle.
I thought it was preferred stock. No.
Yes. He always, and he always had the travel size Whittle, just in case. So,
just in case. Yeah.
So
that's funny because, you know, Heck always used to wear Jupe, yeah, and he would have the little travel Jupe size too. Wow.
That was his thing.
Jupe. All right. So you know, we think it's a combination of spite, jealousy, and attention, and obviously competitive nature. Let's jump right into it. What was your biggest
attention
rivalry?
But like he said, you don't, as a child, you don't really realize it.
Absolutely.
It's just like, for me being the oldest brother, I feel like I always had that overpower.
Yeah,
regardless what it was. And he could have been stronger than me.
Yeah,
but regardless, I feel like I was stronger.
Was I
taller
when I hit you? Was it hard?
Yeah, actually there was a point where he hit puberty way before me, and he was taller. I mean, I was like, so like, you still can't beat me. He still couldn't beat me. You couldn't.
Yeah,
but when I punched you, was it hard? Did it hurt?
No.
Lying.
Yeah, that is funny.
But
though,
it was just like, it was just that over that older sibling.
That's insecure, like, then, because if I was taller than you and I hit puberty,
at one point
you were insecure.
It was just
funny.
It's just like, you can't be bigger than me. I'm the older one. I gotta be bigger and stronger. And
I remember, because I remember Heck always kind of like, this was not, had nothing to do with rivalry. Him always just like being an older brother and just like teasing me or whatever. And basically, had like that overbearing role. I don't know if he felt like he had to do it or he just did it anyway.
I think it was just natural.
Yeah. And then I hit like my growth spurt, and then I was like his height, and then I was taller than him, and then all of it like just stopped.
Leveled out, yeah.
Yeah, and I think it was just like that. It was like a mental thing.
Yeah.
Because even though you guys are very close in age, in the beginning, if you saw pictures, one of you guys were way taller than the other.
Yeah.
And then
at some
age, 4 or 5 years old, you guys kind of
like...
Dude,
we were 10 years old, Will had a full-fledged mustache and beard.
Miguel was always usually the tallest, and then Will hit puberty
at about
10.
Since I've met Will, I don't think he's grew.
Yeah,
Will had the first facial hair. I think he was 11, and he had a full beard.
Exactly, a mustache and a beard. He was shaving.
And then Jimmy Lee came up and pretty much passed everybody.
But he still, but Jim still doesn't have a mustache or a beard.
I still cannot grow a mustache or a beard. To save my life, it would never happen. But I'm happy with that. I'm good with that. So what was your biggest rivalry, though? Even though we don't know, you didn't necessarily know it was a rivalry. So before you knew what a rivalry was, you had these competitive, you know, things going back and forth, whether it was jealousy or attention or you know, they always even say, like, someone brings a baby around, you know, me and my wife, and we're like, you know, whether it's our nieces or whatever, and all of our attention is going to the baby. James starts like trying to sit on our lap and say, "Dad, look what I have." Wants our attention, you know, trying to divert, you know. Was that something? Is that something that you guys did too with your parents, or it was just something that you were like fighting for?
Well,
the Heck
always sat on mommy's lap, so it was like it wasn't like no matter what I did,
I remember one birthday, Heck got rollerblades, and Mikey was mad how Heck was riding the rollerblades.
He was frustrated.
Saying,
I never owned a pair, but I knew how to ride them.
Mikey didn't even own a pair, and he was mad at how Heck was riding them. So that's how we knew he was just jealous or whatever it was at the fact that Head had.
Yeah, take them off. Let me put them on, and I'll show you how you do it.
He's not even doing it right.
Is that on video?
Yeah, that's on video.
On VHS?
Yeah, it's on VHS. So Wilbur and Gilbert, what was your biggest, I guess, fight? Or rivalry, whatever.
Did you want to go first, Gilbert?
According to Will.
No, you can go first.
And then according
to Gilbert. Biggest fight with my sibling. I'm going to probably have to say when he came in the house. And I think he went to the room to show my mom his engagement ring. I think it was right, Gilbert? Were you showing mom the ring or something? Your plan to get engaged?
Yes.
Okay. So then I just remember, I think I was in my room. I just got so upset. So I stormed in a room and I said, what are you guys talking about? And I knew what he was talking about. Instead of me coming in and being excited, saying congratulations, I'm happy for you, I just quickly judged and said, "What are you thinking? You're so young." He looked like he was 14, but how old were you anyway? Were you 20 or
when I was talking about getting engaged? I actually got engaged when I was 19 because I got engaged at December 23rd of 2001. And then turned 20 in January. So I was pretty much 19-20, and then I, waited a year and then got married.
Yeah, so, I remember getting into a big argument with him. In fact, I don't even know what I said. But I know it was pretty bad because I even, I think I told him and probably mom, dad. I said, you know what? I'm not even coming to this wedding. There's no way I don't want any part of this. He's just way too young. And then, of course, my mom, my parents, they weren't too happy about that. That put them in a tough spot. But obviously, we made up for it. And, but I think it was like over a month that it was I just took it to heart. And I think it was because I realized that he was growing up and we were no longer going to be the brothers living under the same roof. I mean, you guys have to understand that we shared a room up until I was 18. So we lived, our childhood was living in an apartment. So in apartments, there was always two rooms. One was the parents, and the other one was for my brother and I. So depending on the size of the room, sometimes we had bunk beds, and sometimes we were able to separate them. So, I think, looking at it now, that's what it was. It was like, man, he's moving away. It's going to be totally different. And in fact, for the wedding, I ended up crying the most. I mean, I was the best man, I did the speech and I couldn't be any happier. But at that time when that was just it was crazy for me. So, but yeah, I think that's the biggest fight, misunderstanding on my end that I can remember. So, and you guys know we had a great time at that wedding. So
yeah, from what I recall, you're
21, right? Will, did you get married at 21?
Well, you were dancing from cocktail hour to all the way to the end the whole time.
He never actually said even giving his speech. He
was dancing the whole time.
He wasn't even. I don't even know if he was old enough to drink. Were you old enough to drink?
Yeah, I had turned 21 2 months before my wedding. So yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I remember I took him to the church, and it was a huge day. And remember, that was the day that someone at his wedding had a 996 turbo in the parking lot. So that made me really excited that day as well.
Again, all about you.
No, that was his goal. That's where his goal started.
That's where it all began.
Dream building began.
Episode 36, guys. Come on. So,
dream building began.
It's all about him in this episode.
Yeah, so basically, Jim, that was the biggest fight that I could remember.
That's interesting. So, you guys at the time were both living on their same roof, right? You're both at your parents' house.
Yeah, yep.
So you finally see, the departure. And I guess that is difficult, too, especially it's your younger brother. You're not, it wasn't the opposite. And in our minds, I think we always have, this thing where
it goes
in order or whatever it is. But that's not, obviously never Not always the case, I should say.
No, yeah, it wasn't the fact that I was upset that I wasn't getting married first. It wasn't yes, not it at was. All. It was just
yes,
he
it was. Just so, yes, it
no,
was.
Well, okay. Okay, really? Really? You're gonna no, I don't think so.
You were lying.
It was so much more that he was so young, and I said, well, why are you, you know, why are you doing this? And of course I didn't say it in that way, and one thing led to another, and you know, but it all worked out at the end. I think that's the whole point is how you deal with it afterwards.
Absolutely.
And they're still married. How long, Gilbert?
At the end of the day, be 14 years in March.
At the end of the day.
The end of the day. Was that your pause?
14 years.
Is that your thought process? End of the
14
day?
14 years.
No, wow. You know, it's funny because I remember that fight. And I guess for me, it was more like, you know, I kind of knew that he was probably going to, you know, be upset about it a little bit. But I didn't know to what extent until I was talking to my mom about it, you know. And then when he stormed into the room, it was just like a barrage of just like, you don't know what you're doing and blah, blah, blah. And like you said, there's just many things that were said that I was just kind of taken back by it. And I was just like, man, the one person that I thought, you know, that was going to have my back would have been him, you know.
Right.
And at the, you know, back then, it just, you know, it was a bad fight. It was a really bad fight. But everything worked out, you know, and I could see the concern, you know, me being older now, you know, if I had a younger brother at 19 and him telling me, especially nowadays, to be like, hey, man, you know, I'm thinking about getting married, I'd be like, whoa, 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 wait, you know, because, you know, it's just a good concern to have. So the wedding happened, everything really worked out. And, you know, my brother and I, we became, you know, he was my best man at the wedding. You know, and it was a really good time. We had an awesome wedding, and now, you know, 14 years later, you know, we're still celebrating. So it was a good thing.
That's awesome. And the good thing about that story is we were all there. So it was a fantastic wedding. We had a blast. It was fun. So with that, man, that's like a hardcore story too. I mean, it's one of those things where, especially in like the Spanish culture where the family's like everything and everyone's so, you know, tight knit when something like that, you know, like an argument or something explodes out of proportion or maybe more than what it should, it's like, I think we take it harder. You know what I mean? I think that's just our heritage, our backgrounds. So it is like unfathomable. Like the family can't split like this. Like this is crazy. You know what I mean? So I can see, Will, where you're saying, you know, you put your parents in a tough spot. That's crazy. But good thing is everything worked out. And, man, that is one way to kick off a sibling rivalry. But it was more like I do see, Will, what you're saying, the whole competitive – I mean, not competitive, the concern that you had for Gil. But
an older brother, yeah.
Yeah, I get it. So Gil, what's your biggest story? And hopefully it's not the same one.
Well, it ain't nowhere near as deep as that. there's a few things that come in mind. It was more when we were younger.
Yeah.
You know, I remember when Will back in the mid 90s, he had this, beautiful, it was an amazing, it was a blue Mustang and, just a really pristine, very customized. He had chrome rims on it. And he had the baby blue lettering on top that said Mustang on it, cursive.
Right.
It was just, honestly, it was like a showpiece type Mustang. And I don't think it was a 5.0, but it didn't matter. It was
no
like a
2.6.
2.3. And I didn't even have my license. I didn't even have my license, but he went out. We had got into like, forget what kind of stupid argument or whatever. So he had left, and I actually took his keys, and I took the car. And I literally just started. I didn't even have my license. I remember just taking the car. I'm like, you know what? Screw him. So I started just driving his car. I forget. I even forget where I went.
You went to Wawa.
I went to Wawa. So I came back with my cheesesteak or my tasty cakes, whatever I bought. So then I come back in, and you can just see his face. He's just like so fuming. He was just like, yo, you take my car? You take my car?
This is before like cell phones and shit. It is a beeper stage.
We fought for like 20 minutes straight, man. It was a all out brawl just because I took his car, and that's not the only time I took his car. I actually took his. He had a white Legend. And I also took that car. I took that 95 to go to the clubs. I went like 120, which I don't, you know, I'm not proud of that. But there was things like that that I did that I guess we did to each other. But with him, if you know Will, he was so into his vehicles. Like, he was so into his car. So I knew.
Yeah, he was always at Pep Boys.
The only way, the one way that I could really get him so mad was to just take his car. I mean, it was just straight up take his car.
You knew his trigger.
but something really quick. I remember when we were kids, I used to be afraid of the dark. And I used to literally, like, really be afraid of the dark. And one time I got up and I went to use the bathroom. And so I went to use the bathroom. I came back and everything was pitch black. So my brother, I didn't know about this. My brother went into my bed and covered himself with the sheet so I couldn't see him in the middle of the dark. So then when I went back to bed and I, like, you know, put my leg in there, went again. I felt this like mad warm body and I just flipped out, like, complete. I started crying. Yeah. I might even piss myself. I mean, it was so bad. And so I must have cried for like 20 minutes. Both my mom, my dad.
This is the same year he got married.
Yeah.
But do you know what the topic was? In fact, I think we were at a church service, and you guys were there too. We were talking about strangers. So I wanted to pretend to be a stranger, and you thought there was a stranger danger situation.
Yeah.
And knowing that I was the only other person in that room, you stormed out. I did not expect you to react that way, and of course, I got in trouble. You know.
So Gilbert, but see, Will that's, was still that's mad how, at Gilbert.
But that's how close we were, that we were in the same room. I mean, and in the same line of thought with. You know, sleeping and stuff. He would wake up middle of the night. He's a sleepwalker, and he was back then. And he would get ready for school, and I would let him get ready, get fully dressed, and he would be in his closet, and of course he'll put on his dracar, and then I would shake him out of it and say, hey, it's not school. I was only kidding. You know, so then he will go back to bed, and he will not remember the next day. And I did that more than once. I would tell him, hey, get ready for school, and he would start getting ready. I would wait and then tell him, now go back to bed. It's not school.
Oh, my gosh.
That's great. So, yeah, those are really good stories. Goose and Hack, do you have anything that you guys used to do to each other? Did you have to steal a car?
I used to take Goose's clothes, and then I'll hide them and not give it back to him. And then he'll look for them, and I'll just say they were lost. Yeah. It'd be like a black T-shirt that I always wanted.
From Columbus,
yeah. Yeah. But I always kept it because I Massey's one pair of pants. So I kept it and hid it from him. So he worked, so he would go out and buy another one. But I would always take his clothes because I couldn't buy my stuff at the time.
Yeah.
And I don't know. There was something else. There was a I can't remember what it was that he said something to me, and I got mad. And he was driving. He was supposed to take me to school that day.
I have one with driving.
And I don't know what happened that I told him. I was like, I'm not getting in the car with you. No, screw that. And I started walking to school. And next thing you know, he came up to pick me up. And I was like, no, I'm walking to school. I don't know tough. What I don't know what it was. But I was angry at him for some reason. And I just ended up walking to school.
Yeah, if anyone knows, I'm one with, like, air fresheners in my car. My car always smells, like, on point.
Yeah.
Yo, so I'd never forget, I'm driving with him. We're up by the, almost, like, we're by the mall or we're close to home. I don't know, but all I know is he farted. He, like, tore up my car, and it smelled so bad. Right then and there, I stopped, slammed on the brakes, and I pushed him out. I'm like, yo, you're walking. And I pushed him out of the car. Pushed him in the car, and I just took off. I left.
That was it?
Yeah, that was it. I left him out there stranded, whatever. I think it wasn't near the mall. It was closer to home when I did it.
I think that was the whole thing why I didn't catch a ride to go to school the next day. Because you didn't want me in your car.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah.
exactly what it was.
Yeah.
So that's why I didn't get in his car the next morning, because he kicked me out. So I told my... I was walking to school.
Yeah, dude. But it was like foul. You know? He's just sitting there, and we're like, we're just chilling. Also, he doesn't say anything. He didn't give no heads up, no nothing. It just smelled so bad. And it pissed me off so bad. I'm like, yo, get the heck out of my car. Yo, I push him. He's like, no. I opened the door. I reached over, opened the door, and pushed him out. And he's doing right now, laughing? That's what he's doing. Thought I was joking.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Don't. Don't worry, Miguel. I paid him back by we were in a drive-through. I was with Heck, and he was the he was driving his Volkswagen, and we were in a drive-through.
What was it at McDonald's in Bentonville, Ossie Road?
Damn. Maybe.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So when he took off, he didn't know I put his car in neutral. So he floored it, and he thought his transmission blew up.
No. So we're at the thing. You put the transmission on first gear, on the lowest gear, because it was automatic. I was the only one that had a GTI automatic, by the way. And Wilbur clowned me for it. Anywho, so he put it on first gear, and I take off, you know, like normal when your first gear takes off. So I'm going down street road.
Winding
street
out.
Road, yeah, it's winding. And I'm like, yo, my car's gonna blow up. You know? And Wilbur's like, nah, what's the matter? Nah, that's fine. And he's like, he's cracking up laughing. And I look, he's like, nah, I just put it in low. I started yelling and screaming at him.
You remember the time I went to Great Adventure and I left my water shoes back at your GTI?
They smelled them?
No, you mad politely go, Heck, can I put my shoes in the back of your car? I'm like, yeah, whatever. I left them back there, and this guy threw them back there because they smell like straight up like rotten eggs. The nastiest shoes ever.
And they were in there for how long?
I walked around in those shoes all day with no socks on, and I got on water rides like for like 8 hours straight. So
that's... Yeah, his feet are white. They were white from the water.
Wrinkly and white.
Yeah, but this, each other, though.
But this goes to show you that even though we're two sets of brothers, we all treated each other like brothers. So we did, right. You know, we had our own rivalries as well. I had really quick story with Miguel with jealousy, going back to the Acura Legend that Gilbert mentioned. I had a 92. The only reason why I got that car was because Miguel bought a 94 Maxima. And I had a 5.0 Mustang. I'm like, wait a minute, this guy got a Maxima, man, with bows and cloth seats, and yeah. Man. I felt jealous, man. I'm like, yo, this car is like way nicer than mine. So then I went ahead and bought an Acura Legend I could barely afford, and that's the story of that car. Was
that's when you start? There's a story of you building your credit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Or destroying it.
We experienced everything, you know, growing up it was brotherhood among all of us, and it was always spite, jealousy, attention. Again, it was just raw emotions, you know. That's how you grow up.
Yeah, because I remember, like, you know, we'd be out in front of the house, and you guys were all talking, and out of nowhere, someone would walk by, and Gilbert would just start dancing. So I knew with the attention he was, and you know, there was always something
dancing,
break dancing. By the way,
he wanted everybody to know him. He was like, "Yo, how come everybody knows you guys? Nobody knows me." Yep. So he started
and
dancing.
At the end,
he's in our town.
And at the end of his dance moves, he will always say, "You got served. You just got served."
Yeah, he always said, "At the end of the day, you got served."
So, Gil, do you have any stories with my brothers or any other ones with Will?
I got probably more stories with Heck.
I was gonna say you guys were always.
Yeah. How about right. What you did to me at at the McDonald's at the one chick? You set me up with the one chick from your school. Do you remember that where you made me go to the mall?
Yeah. So me and Heck, man. So. There was, I think I must have given Hector, or I must have given the girl Hector's phone number or something. And I said, hey, one of my friends, you know, they, you know, want to go ahead and talk to you and meet you or whatever. And so I told Heck to go to McDonald's and meet her. And so Heck went, but it was just, it didn't really turn out well. But we would do things like that to each other all the time. It was a good time for sure. But man, I mean, it's like what Will said. It's just... You know, there was like a good rivalry competition, I guess you want to call it, from, you know, now that we're older looking back, you know, that we would always want to make sure that, you know, we were all on top of our game. like Will said, Miguel got a Maxima, so Will went from American Muscle Car to an Acura Legend, you know. So,
yeah.
And then, and you know, and such and so forth. But, you know, that, I guess that's just the way it goes. It's life.
Yeah, it was definitely different. Us four growing up, we were like raised in the church, so like not many people can like relate to what we had going on. We would go to church like 3 to 4 days a week, and so I mean it was, so we just had each other to like lean on and like bust each other's chops or be mad at each other. It was actually just us four kind of like growing up, really. And we met each other, we were like, I know me and Will were probably like 11 or 12 or something like that.
We were 12 years old.
Yeah, and that's when we met until now. I mean, and it's still like that all those stuff that happened in between, it just brings us that much closer together as a family.
Well, I think it's definitely a special bond. Like you said, you know, we understood each other from a different level.
Yeah.
Your family, our family, we both went to the same church, went so many times, and we would always see each other. So we would kind of, I guess, relate to life in that kind of way. Yeah. There was many, many things that didn't even really need to be said to understand each other. Exactly. You know, and so as we grew up, you know, it's kind of funny how you notice it's like a tight, tight circle. And like, and then there's everybody else, you know. Yeah. That's pretty special.
Yeah, it got to a point where like we were raised in two separate towns and everyone thought that we were cousins. Like people from Bristol Borough were like, oh, there goes your cousins, Wilbur and Gilbert. I saw them. Oh, we go to like to Truman or Bristol Township or whatever. Oh, here comes your cousins. And that's how close we were. There was like almost like a brotherly love like that we had.
Yeah.
Yeah, so along with like that kind of camaraderie that you four had or whatever, I was always kind of tagging along or whatever in the backgrounds or whatever. So
yeah, I remember
I went to be like them, right?
Yeah, Will, remember we all four of us, or probably just me and you, we're out on the porch talking or whatever, and then Will would be like, "Yo, Jim, flip the tape." Because he would be inside in a storm door, ducking down and just listening to us. Yeah, just listening to us. He's like, yo, he's recording everything we say, so you're going to tell your parents.
Yeah. So they would tell me to flip the tape. I was young. And I was just listening to their stories. And like at the end of the day, when I started thinking about it, I was like, yo, they talked about absolutely nothing. Nothing. Yo, like, now, like, and when I'm thinking about it now, it's absolutely nothing. Back then, it was like, oh my gosh, it's like cool conversations that I'm missing out on. I don't want to miss out. Like, I want to know, you know, what kind of conversations I should be having with my friends or whatever. And literally, that was like my mindset. Or what specifically can I do to, you know, be cool or something? And I was dropping, I mean, they're dropping nuggets in my mind, but that going back and analyzing the conversations was like, it was literally about nothing.
Senseless.
Yeah. So going back, you know, talking about you four. Having the bond or whatever, was there like a time where I don't know if, you know, or this could be, you know, between brothers or whatever, where, you know, like a fight happened or like the rivalry happened or something happened, but then you guys came back and kind of united and, you know, just, you know, learned something from it, or anything that was that you're like, yeah, at the end of the day we're boys, or at the end of the day we're brothers or whatever. I know Will gave us, you know, the intense story in the beginning. But there's anything, you know, similar to that?
Anyway? I don't think our my arguments or my fights got that serious that we would stop talking.
Yeah.
Then again, I wasn't that type of person who would just stop talking to someone.
Right.
So I don't know. Like
it wasn't the spite. The spite wasn't there for you.
Yeah. Like, I mean, whatever, we got mad and I always just kept on going from it, like whatever.
Right.
I didn't hold a grudge, I guess to say.
Yeah, you know, in my example, you know, Gilbert was the first one to get married in our group. You know, it was a big deal, and that was the biggest step that anyone has taken is to get married. And I think was it like a couple months later you moved to North Carolina? I forget the exact. Was it a year later?
Yeah.
So. You know, that was a big thing, and then I think that kind of progressed into each one of us kind of living our own life. You know what I mean?
It's Gilbert's fault.
Yeah, with my parents, my parents moved away, and I think lived with Miguel, you know, for a while, and you know, so you know, everything was started. We were all developing our own lives, and I think, you know, that's why what makes all these stories special. Because
yeah, when he lived with me, he had more of a relationship with my dog than I did.
They're more.
Yo, they're boys. Than, yo, they're yeah, they're boys. Them too.
I could see. Yeah. That.
There was never really any arguments that were worth, you know, any kind of, hey man, I'm not talking to you for a while, or I'm not, you know. If anything, every time we got together, it was like just to kick it. I mean, I know it sounds stupid, but it yeah, was.
It was always like
what's going on, Mikey? You know,
ever happened. We just like started off like where we left off, kind of like on the last good note.
Yeah,
it never really.
Yeah, no drama. No drama.
Nah, it was really ever no. And like what Hector said, you know, we used to be just honest with each other. Like if there was something we wanted to say, like if someone was wearing something or somebody was talking to somebody else, yeah, I mean, you would just tell that person whatever you felt, and there was no.
One time we were all dressed up in Adidas outfits and we got pulled over by the state troopers. We all had Adidas sweat outfits with shell tops on.
Will, they want to search Will Wilson in front of the hood of the Mustang, like if it was a Titanic.
Listen, his arms was spread open. I was scared that my car was going to get impounded, and it was just, you know, I was just scared that night. You know, I'm the driver, and you guys are just, you know, the passengers. But I thought I was going to lose my car. The trooper didn't let me turn off my car. He said, what is this, a race car? And in my head, I said, well, yeah, actually it is. It's a 5.0. But of course, I didn't say anything. But yeah, you know, we all have our memories. And, you know, that's how you learn and you grow, you know, you grow from it.
Yeah. So, so at the end of the day, Gilbert broke up the boy band. All right, so let's move on. So we're all dads here, me and Gilbert and Goose actually are excluded from this because we all have you know, one child. But for Will and Heck, this question is for you. Do you guys see rivals spawning off in your children? And is there really a fight, or is it just for attention? And, you know, how do you guys deal with it?
I don't know. I see it all the time in my house. I have 15 girls. So I see it all the time. It's like I pick up the baby, then Nova wants me to hold her, or Lainey starts playing with something that's Nova's that Nova wasn't using.
Right.
That was just like literally sitting on the floor
right,
for the past 2 days. So Lainey picks it up, and then Nova wants it right away. No, that's mine. And then she starts screaming, and then they start arguing and fighting. And then, you know, I see it all the time because they bicker back and forth, especially Lainey and Nova, them two.
Yeah.
But I mean,
yeah.
At the end, though, when they're done arguing, the two of them are still like playing with each other. They're not like, not one disappears from the other. They end up playing together at the end of it.
Right. So, I mean, but do you say anything to them, or you just kind of let them, you know, pan out at some?
We kind of let it go for a little bit. It depends on how far they're going, because there's times where either myself or Jess would jump in the middle of it and
escalates,
you know,
quick.
And yeah, it was super quick with them too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, for the most part, we let them go to see how far it'll go, and sometimes they work it out, and sometimes we work it out.
Yeah. Will?
Will?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Same here. They each want to outdo one another, just like Hector said. I mean, one could be playing with one toy, and all of a sudden, you know, my son's interested, or vice versa. You know, it's kind of me too. Hey, what about me?
Yeah.
So even though they're almost 2 years apart, a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old, you know, they fight a lot, but they also make up for it. And I think it's normal. It's important because I believe at that age, siblings are learning how to deal with conflict. I mean, they're starting at a young age. Mm-hmm. You know, they argue with each other and then they work it out on their own.
Right.
So right there, they're already developing a relationship. And, you know, I don't care how many times they fight, as long as they make up for it at the end and they still play with each other.
Yeah, exactly.
And it may go on until look at my brother and I, there has been even disagreements, even at a later age. But, you know, in the end, we make it up, and that's what I expect my kids to do. So it's very crucial in their development stages that they're learning how to deal with conflict, and that is how you develop relationships, you know, is what do you do after a conflict, a rivalry, competition, and all that plays in relationships.
Yeah. So there's an article I read by Randy Morse titled "Dealing with Sibling Rivalry" from LifeScripts.com, and it kind of, you know, to piggyback on what Will's saying. She says, sibling rivalry is, in all actuality, a way to teach some of the biggest lessons in life, such as sharing, compassion, conflict resolution, compromise, and patience. It might be hard to look at your fighting children as a blessing, but if handled appropriately, small amounts of sibling rivalry can help your children learn important lessons in life. So it's pretty much, you know, piggybacking with Will said, so... I'm under the impression Will did some Google researches before the podcast.
No,
he saw his Google.
Not at all. I mean, you see it right in front of your eyes.
Yeah.
I can't relate to my daughter as well as my son can. I mean, I eavesdrop on their conversations. It's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really funny when they play with each other and, you know, you see it right there. So when they want to tattletale on each other, I say, well, why don't you guys work it out, you know? And they just start from there. Just like my brother and I mean, we actually didn't really... Gilbert was more of a tattletale, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And then if I would, you know, but then we will blackmail each other. I mean, that's all right. Part of siblings blackmail each other. Or they, I covered up a lot of stuff for him. He's covered up a lot of stuff for me. It's just all part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you feel like being parents, do you feel like, parents have contributed to the rivalry? Not necessarily you guys, but just, you guys in particular, but in general, do you think parents contribute to the rivalry if they pick sides or they,
I think they could, you know, there's always one parent's favorite child. When there's more than one, there's always one parent has a favorite child. So,
and
the
not
kids
even
see that.
That's like us, like me being the older one, and me and Jim would dispute. Of course, mom always had Jim's back because he was the younger one. He could
baby.
Be 100% wrong, but he's, and Nana, the baby.
Yeah.
So she always had his back, and of course, he freaking won that one.
Yeah.
But that's just how it was. And then as you grow up, you learn and develop all kinds of, like, different, how to, pick and choose your battles with your siblings.
Yeah,
you can't teach rivalry. I don't think you can teach it. It's just something that they develop without them knowing.
Yeah.
And
I think only when they later understand, you know, even till this day, if me and my brother would be on a basketball court, anywhere, anything involved the ball.
Yeah.
I'm still have that competitive nature. Because that would never, ever go away. I would always try to demolish him, embarrass him, just make him regret that he ever played with me in the sport.
Oh, that's funny. Now, Gabe, you grew up with a sister.
Yes.
So your sibling is of the opposite. So we're all coming from brothers. Did you have any, you know, rivalries? Because Will has a son and a daughter. So, you know, what does he have in store for him?
Well, we had, like, random fights. But like, I was when I was going over, I was like, I couldn't think of anything, like, that was ever anything serious. Like, we got along for the most part. Yeah, we had, like, we went to fisticuffs and stuff like that once in a while. But it's like, and I told you the one story, like, a long time ago. It was like, I got randomly angry for the heck of it that... She pretended to drink my soda, and I threw the whole cup at her. Like,
yeah,
like,
don't
like,
touch
like,
Gabe's
right,
soda.
But I was like super young. But I was like, other than that, like growing up for the most part, we had like our separate friends. We never really had like, we weren't like vying for attention. So like, so it was like.
So how many years apart are you still?
2.5.
Okay.
Yeah, very close.
Yeah, it's very close. It's close enough to have a rivalry if there was.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
If there would.
That's what, like we had like random stuff, but it wasn't anything serious about anything.
Yeah.
It was like a one-off type thing, like just pretty much we had like a little argument or something and just like ended.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see, you know, to ask like a set of actual twins. Because I would feel like they're always set up to go against each other, even though they're not. I just would feel like if one,
and it's like, only just because they're always so in sync that everyone's like trying to like separate them, and people always trying to test them.
Yeah,
like, there's a bunch of twins in our families.
Yeah, I mean, and if one like a very basic example would be if they both wanted to go to college and one gets accepted to the college they both planned on getting into and the other one didn't, right?
Yeah.
So now it's like, oh, that creates this like weirdness between them two. It'd be interesting to hear especially twins, because they do so much together. And even you guys were 18 months apart, and they're 2 years apart, and we're dressed the same. Can you imagine, like, actual twins? Like, I would feel like everything is a competition.
Yeah.
Nowadays, don't they separate the kids? Like, the twins from, like, in classes so they could create their own identity, I think. I thought I heard something like that. Like, you know, they'll put one kid A in class B and then kid B in class A just so that they can be two different people and not kind of get it. People get them confused with them.
You got that from an episode of Full House when they separated the twins. Jesse could say Uncle Jesse's twins, the little boys.
Yeah, for real?
No, that's true. No, that they really do that. But that's for social stuff. That's for social, because they normally just
interact. At the end of the day, they got to be their own person now, right?
Exactly. So to wrap things up, if someone's in Will and Gil, this one's a good one, because you guys definitely gotten like a super heated one. So we started it off with this example, we'll end it with this example. What do you say to two siblings who get into like an argument or a fight that it's that intense where, you know, they don't speak to each other, or they, you know, they can't stand each other, even if it's for a limited time and you get over it and eventually they'll make up. But what if it just happened tonight? What would you guys say if you could say something to like a younger you, basically? What would you say in how you handled it, Gilbert, whether it was right or wrong, and Will, how you handled it, whether it was right or wrong? What would you say to the younger you?
You want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
No, oh, go ahead. I've been going first the whole night.
Because you're the oldest.
No, I think you have to trust the process, and what that means, I guess, in my opinion, would be, you know, you grow up a certain way. You know, and if chances are you have a heated argument, it's because you both care. And it's because there's a reason for it, that you get yourself so amped up, or you get yourself so upset, is because, you know, you love your sibling. You know, you want the best for your sibling, no matter what. You know, your mom and dad raised you a certain way, raised you to make decisions. And so when one sibling is off, as far as in your own opinion, like if something that you wouldn't do but your sibling does, just know that, you know, you guys are two separate individuals. You guys have made two separate, you know, decisions. And, you know, it's not worth not talking to them or just writing them off and going, you know what, that's crazy, you know, just because you don't agree with something, you know.
Yeah.
So I would probably say just trust the process and understand that siblings are different no matter what. I mean, like night and day. Like, for example, you know, my brother and I, my brother works for computers, you know, and I'm in the piping field. I mean, it's just opposites. I mean, complete opposite, you know. He went to college. I didn't go to college. You know, he likes sports cars. I like trucks. So, I mean, you know,
if you get really dirty, he doesn't. Right.
I mean, if you look at the whole, if you look from a bird's eye view, you can see that we're completely different. But, you know, we come from the same, we're cut from the same cloth.
At the end of the day, right?
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
The end of the day. Well, and I'll add on to that. So if I were to meet a younger me in my situation with just one sibling, one brother, you know, life is too short and it's not worth it. It's just your only sibling. You know, of course there's gonna be some differences. But, you know, at the end, you know, oh, geez, I almost said at the end of the day. At the end of the day, you have to find there's always a common ground. And, I mean, I'm sure there's siblings that don't get along. They never want to speak to each other. There's got to be something. Life is too short. You know, I can't imagine a family with like four or five or six siblings. And how do you maintain all those relationships with six different people? And if they live in different states or in different countries, I think that's difficult. But you just make the best of it. I'm lucky because I only have one sibling. So is it really worth it damaging our relationships? And now that we each have our own family, it's just not worth it. So you know, you can trust the process and let things work them way out. But you also have to do your part as well. And communication is the key.
Yeah, you. There's nothing more uglier than seeing, like, in my industry, I see people all the time, like, families come in, and there's, like, I'll cut someone's hair, and then their brother comes in, too, and I know their family, so I'm like, yo, how's your brother doing? Well, I don't know. I'm not talking to him. And it goes on for, like, weeks and months sometimes, and I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, I couldn't imagine not talking to my brothers in months. Like, most of the time, like, I talk to them, I call them at least, like, a couple times a week, if not more, but, like, I just feel like on my ride home, if I had nothing, I'm hitting them up or talking to them or talking to their kids, my nieces and nephews or whatever. But, like, I couldn't imagine not talking to, like, either one of my siblings for months and just being that mad where, like, what they did, like affected me that much. I'm that mad. I don't want, I X them out of that. I X them out of my life for that long.
Yeah.
Like, it just doesn't make sense. Like, there's nothing that anyone could do as a sibling, dude, it's like blood. They can, like, push me away that far where I don't want to talk to them and I hate them and which they're hard words, but like I don't know, it's crazy.
I guess ultimately I'm going to use that instead of at the end of the day ultimately we're all different, so beyond siblings, right? So people got to understand that it's beyond your sibling, and Will's right, whether it was an original thought or not, I'm still going to challenge him on that. He's right. It's a process that starts at an early age, but they learn how to deal with, you know, the social conflict that life provides us, and it starts at a young age. But you're going to have that. That's building you up, you know, to handle difficult situations later on in life. You know, when we went to college, there was stuff that we had to deal with that I didn't have to, you know, I didn't know I was going to face, but there were certain experiences in life that prepped me for that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're going through them, you don't realize that all these dots are being are being created, and looking hindsight, you can connect them. You could see why X, Y, and Z happened. And I don't care whether it's your brother or whether it's, you know, someone across the street, you're going to not agree with anybody. You know, everyone's gonna have their own opinion, everyone's gonna like different things. I like a chocolate milkshake, you know, heck likes vanilla, whatever. It's gonna be down to the dumbest things. That's what makes us an individual. So if you're going through it, or if you're going through something like that, it's kind of like, don't make it worse.
Yeah.
You know, like, don't. I think it's that revenge, that people who have the spite and want to dig deep and claw down and really hurt feelings and be petty about the situation. That's where it gets kind of like, ugh, you don't want to go there, because at the end of the day, it's kind of like what we're saying. It's like you don't want to, like, look back and regret. And here's the thing. Here's what that is only thing that's going to provide you. You missing out on a ton of amazing moments.
Yeah,
right.
If Wilbert and Gilbert continued, you know, that dispute, they would have missed so much, you know, beautiful moments that happened later on down the road, from, you know, purchasing houses and you know, children being born. It's all this other stuff that you're missing out on that was blocked by an immature, you know, view of life. So, not saying that, like, you know, trying to, like, cheapen the value of your dispute, like, get over it, but you definitely, at one point, you should, I think.
Yeah, it's also on your upbringing, too. Like, our parents made us, like, when we were arguing, they make us, like, apologize to each other, whether you meant it or not.
Shake
it was just,
hands.
Yeah, whether you meant it or not, like, at that moment, you still have that vivid memory, like, we apologize. So, like, as us growing up, when you know you're wrong, you kind of apologize in a way to other people, or you make your kids apologize to when you see like them being in the same position,
right?
Whether they're right or wrong, just apologize and just keep it moving. Things are, like Will said, life's too short, man. You can't be mad at everyone. Just keep it moving.
Yeah, they missed out. And actually, now that you just said that, I know we have family members that were brothers and sisters and were mad at each other, or one was mad at the other one for Lord knows what reason, for something that happened 20 years ago or whatever it was, and missed out on, you know, certain aspects of, you know, me and my brother's lives. And we're like, now you just thought about it, you just said that, I'm like, that is bizarre. You missed out on so much stuff. over something that even knows was even a legitimate, you know, thing to be mad about. But, well, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's true. Life is too short. So, all right, guys. So, does anyone else have anything about sibling rivalries? Or anything else they want to add in general?
Heck still can't beat me.
Yeah.
Hey, Gil, do you remember that one day you came to the when I was detailing cars? And it was probably like the evening time. You came over and you had this crazy gash on the palm of your hand, right? And you come up and you're showing it to me, you, like, you got sliced by a pipe or something. And I had hand sanitizer. This is when hand sanitizer first came out, and it's straight up alcohol. So I told Gilbert, I'm like, yo, put this on your hand. It'll clean it out, and it'll, and you know, it's going to soothe it up. Dude, he put it on his hand. He looked at me. He wanted to slap me so hard. He started screaming. I knew that it was going to burn because it was straight alcohol. He had a raw cut on his hand.
Screws.
Well, I mean, it was clear. I didn't think it, I don't know, for some reason, I thought it was just, you know, like a cleaning agent. But I didn't think, I wouldn't think that he would give me something that would hurt me so bad. So he was just like, can I have, and I was like, yeah, that hurt really bad.
Oh. That's funny. Any more stories, Heck?
Yeah, now that's it.
Let's get it all out now. Right now. Lay it on the table.
Any last...
Jim, what about you? You said nothing.
I told you, I don't feel like I had a rivalry with any... I don't think...
Yeah, but what about you and Manny? You guys were like close in age cousins. They were like so close. You guys have similar like brotherly like relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, but I honestly, like we had like... It's kind of like what Will was saying. Like, you have the competitive... I don't know if it was Will or Gil. You have the competitive nature. Yeah. Yes, we were competitive. We did, you know, competitive things, but... Because we're in the same town and we're in the same grade and everything, it's not like, oh, like, you know, we're against each other in that aspect. It was like we both made the varsity team. You know, we're both on that team. So then, and we played different positions. So it was like we're at the in a weird
but
way.
Still, there wasn't no one point where like I got to make this team, and if even if he doesn't, or like you. There wasn't more like a gas behind you to make the team.
The only thing that had nothing to do with actually Manny that it was just like, I guess I was more like envious of was like, Wilbur and Gilbert, you guys played high school, played football in high school. Our mom literally didn't let us play football.
Gilbert practiced one day and he got laid out in his back.
Oh, that's what he quit.
So Wilbur played football for half a season too. So no, they didn't play.
So yeah. But you attempted, or at least whatever. We didn't even get it. That was probably like the only thing. Yeah. But
the only thing.
Yeah, that Manny did, and it had nothing to do with Manny. It was just like it was everybody. I'm like, I was more envious. It wasn't even like a genuine. Like, dang, I wish I can do that. Yeah. I can't. I wanted to join. I just thought it was cool. They looked cool anyway. With the big patent, like back then, looking at it, that's what I thought it was. Like, oh, that's cool. That you know whatever. Yeah. Looking back at it now, I'm like, I probably would have stunk anyway. But.
But it's not too late. It's not too late. They got flag football.
Oh, cool. You know, it's weird and then me and Manny ended up going to the same, you know, college, dorming together and everything or whatever. Yeah. But we did play flag football, Will, now that you say that. We were on the same team. He was a quarterback and I was a receiver. Yeah. I didn't have much of an arm, and he couldn't barely, you know, he could catch, but, you know.
Yeah.
It just worked out that way. I think we complimented each other more than we had like differences.
And that's another thing. How about how was it living with each other?
Oh yeah, like living with each other was totally different.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure people bump heads when you live with each other. It's a
we definitely bumped heads when we lived together. But I just think that was like living in close quarters. That was almost like two adults just who, you know, you couldn't just live together.
Yeah.
I don't know if that had anything to do with, you know, being rivalry or having a rivalry or anything. That was just like, yeah,
I always wanted to live with Hector.
Really? Oh, that's so sweet. Are you being honest?
You guys wore the same cologne.
I always wanted to live with Hector.
You guys are always trying to... Gilbert took Hector under his wing to... if you guys don't know, Gilbert took Hector under his wing for breakdancing.
Yes.
And actually had lessons.
Yes, and in his basement of his house.
He went into... You know, they busted out the linoleum and they were doing various moves.
It's breakdancing.
And they were nothing. We did not... All we did was spin.
Yeah.
I learned nothing. He didn't teach me anything.
Right. Well, you came home and act like you knew something.
I had to come home and show you something. Wasted 5 hours doing nothing.
He bought a skateboard helmet and all.
He really did.
Spin on his head.
He saved up that whole paycheck to buy those swishy freaking Adidas pants. Made mad noises when he walked. All tapered at the bottom and big shell tops.
I remember when Gilbert bought the shell tops, the black and white ones, the high tops, Gil. You remember that?
Yeah.
You bought them first, and I got mad because I wanted them too, so I went out and bought them the same time. Oh, my gosh. That was a true story. He bought them first, and I saw him. I was like, yo, those are hot.
Yeah.
So I had to go back to Champs to go pick them up because that's where we got them from, is Champs.
Wow.
I think Miguel had shell tops too, though.
But I had the reverse.
Yeah, the real low tops.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're really, they had the four stripes, so they're really K-Swisses. But
nah, they were pro kids.
They still made me run fast.
You know, I don't know. Maybe Manny would have to be here. Maybe he could remind me of some stuff. But honestly,
yeah, do a part two.
Yeah, we could do a part two. But if I do remember anything, it would be like when we were little. Yeah. And, you know, like with toys and stuff.
Wrestling buddies.
Like, yeah. And he always had cooler stuff than I did. But that was like, we were like little kids. I remember for one Halloween, he had like the official Ninja Turtle. Like, it was like, the muscles were like bulging out. I mean, even if he had that costume now, it would still be legit. Like, yeah. They went all out. I don't know how much this thing costs. And I had like the plastic version where you put it on, vinyl? You're mad sweating underneath.
Back in the day, the vinyl one.
Yeah, yeah, with that, like, little
shoulder with the mask. Kind of
went, yeah, you can't tie. Yes, exactly. You can't tie it too tight in the back because it'll just rip.
Yeah, I literally looked like the most unofficial Ninja Turtle, and I went trick or treating with Manny.
Oh,
and I remember mad as anything. I'm like, and I remember telling my mom, like, I never want to be anything he's doing or whatever because they're just going to annihilate. Yeah. All right, so we like to wrap it up with two quotes. And these quotes, the first one is by Janine D. Giovanni. And it goes, "Sibling rivalry was and still is to this day rampant in my family. We were all competing for my parents' divided attention." So it goes back to the attention thing, which makes sense.
Like heck.
Just like heck. All right, so the second quote is by Luciano Paravati. And I'm sure, as usual, I'm butchering both of those names. "The rivalry is with ourself. I try to be better than is possible. I fight against myself, not against the other." Which is brilliant.
Yeah.
I guess the fight is within, huh?
Between, but some people don't realize it.
Ear to ear. Yeah, that's true. All right, cool. So, Wilbur and Gilbert, thank you for being part of episode number 41 titled Sibling Rivalry. They're a perfect guest for our topic as we discuss sibling rivalries, why there is even a rivalry, our biggest fights, lessons learned from our rivalries, sibling rivalries among our children, and advice for siblings currently going through a rivalry. We wrap the episode up with quotes from Janine D. Giovanni and Luciano Paravati. Thanks again for joining us. Guys, don't forget to visit the website, jimmyleevelez.com. Follow the blog. If you have any inquiries or questions you would like for us to answer on a future episode, just email us at info@jimmyleevelez.com. And on behalf of myself and the rest of the crew, we wish you massive success. And until next time, adios.
The Rotated Views podcast was produced for self-development purposes. Thank you for the love and support. We truly do hope you enjoyed the views.